Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with episode number 58, Streaks and Habits. You've probably heard a runner, at some time or other, refer to being on a streak, or maybe you've been on one yourself, or maybe you're on one right now. For those of you who aren't familiar with a running streak, it simply means running every day indefinitely. Historically, many people have continued streaks for years at a time. California's Mark Covert ended the second largest streak in history last July. He ran at least 1 mile per day for 45 years, according to an article in Runner's World magazine. There's even a United States Streak Association, and I'll link to it in the show notes. So what do you think about running streaks? You'll probably assume they're a good idea. I think they can be, but you might be surprised that when Runner's World's Amby Burfoot asked Covert if he thinks people should start streaks, he said, "Don't do it." That doesn't surprise me because Covert is also a running coach, and as he explains in the article, he understands the value of recovery days. I think streaks have their value, but they can also cause people to run when they have no business doing so. I think it's, in a way, akin to a kid making straight A's for years in school. The longer they maintain that straight A streak, the more pressure they put on themselves and the more stress they experience. Very often, they put schoolwork ahead of other more important things. You may be thinking, what's more important than schoolwork? Well, schoolwork is extremely important, but honestly, I would rather see a well-rounded student who participates in athletics who makes A's and B's than a straight A student. And a student with a straight-A streak is very likely, almost guaranteed, to go to school even when ill, which is bad for everyone. Additionally, they start to see themselves as perfect, also a bad idea. They're setting themselves up to be unprepared for anything less than an A. But I digress. The point is that if a student is ill, that student should stay home, meaning that student will recover faster and also avoid exposing classmates. Similarly, when a person is sick, when a runner is sick, and I mean really sick, not just a cold, but really sick, they absolutely should not run. As Covert points out in the article, there are times when he would have recovered from illness faster if he had taken time off. And the same is true of all runners. So a streak can be a bad thing if it causes a runner to run when they're ill, and we would be better off to take a day off. That said, running 1 mile to maintain a streak is really not much. And I would bet that most people very seldom get so sick that 1 mile would be harmful. But, and this is an important but, you have to know when it's okay and when it's not. A running streak, however, can be a good thing. And here is how. Once a person starts a streak, they hate to stop it. And the longer the streak, the more they resist. Jerry Seinfeld calls it breaking the chain. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts the other day, Internet Business Mastery, and they were interviewing James Clear. The episode was number 195, How to Create Habits That Stick, an interview with James Clear. I'll link to it, to that podcast in the show notes. And you could go to jamesclear.com where you can get his 38-page ebook titled Transform Your Habits. I'll link to that in the show notes as well, because as runners, we all have habits we want to change and others we'd like to establish. I think you'll be fascinated by his insight. In that podcast, he explained that creating habits that set you up for success are actually more important than the end goal. For example, if your goal is improved health and you decide to start running to improve your health, if your goal, let's say, is to do a half marathon, you may very well make other changes in your life in order to achieve your running goal. You might resolve to lose a few pounds, join a running group, work out in the gym twice a week, and do more cross training. Think about it. Making a habit of all those other things has more to do with improving your health than actually reaching that goal. Your goal might be to run a half marathon, but I hope you would achieve that. But if your goal is to improve your health and you never get around to the half marathon, the training will get you to greatly improved health, whether you ever get around to the race or not. Anyway, James Clear told a story on that podcast about a motivational method Jerry Seinfeld uses. He said Jerry Seinfeld keeps a big calendar and he makes a big red X over the day at the end of the day if he has continued to do that thing that he has set forth as a habit he's trying to establish. Over time, the chain gets longer and longer. An article where I read more about this is on lifehacker.com. It explains that for Seinfeld, the challenge was to write every day, because if he disciplined himself to write every day, he'd have better material. If you do a Google search for Seinfeld chain habits, you'll find lots of stuff about that. Well, I'd say a chain that is unbroken represents a streak. It's the same idea, isn't it? The point is that we don't like to break the chain, the streak. Each day that we maintain, it gives us power, a feeling of accomplishment to keep going, not to break the chain. The longer the chain, the more we lose if we break it. The calendar is a great idea because it's a visual representation of the accomplishment, and a big calendar on the wall, well, that would have an even greater impact. One reason I chose to discuss streaks now is that I know you're all thinking about your resolutions for the new year. Maybe you're considering starting a streak on January 1st. A running streak absolutely will motivate you to do more mileage. No doubt about that. When you start to plan for next year, when you think about running goals, think about the things you actually absolutely can do, the things you have complete control over, things like how you eat, how much you sleep, etc. Those are process goals that you most definitely can achieve, and doing so will make achieving your running goals much more likely. But be sure to think about the value of just accomplishing them and take satisfaction from that. Now think about this. There are many ways of doing a streak, and for runners, the streak might not be running. Maybe you want to maintain a streak of cross-training. Now, you probably wouldn't do the same cross-training every day, but you could resolve to take a spinning class once a week, or swim once a week, or work out at a gym twice a week, or lose a pound a month. All these could be considered a form of a streak. So I'd say a streak doesn't necessarily have to be measured by what you do in a day. It could be something you do in a week or a month. Don't get carried away, though. Keep your resolutions achievable and simple. Maybe decide to run 1,000 miles and take a spinning class every week. You might resolve to take 26 spinning classes in a year. That way, if life gets in the way and you miss a week here and there, you can make it up later. I think this is a good idea because no one is perfect. If you set out never to go a week without taking a spinning class, then if you end up missing a week, you'll feel like you failed and may stop trying. On the other hand, if you resolve to take 26 spinning classes in the year, you can still achieve that goal, even if you have to take 2 spinning classes some weeks. This is better, more realistic than pursuing a streak, I think. By the same token, I'd rather see you plan on a certain number of miles per year. Of course, no one can set out a running schedule for a whole year ahead of time, but my advice is to pick your goal races and plan your year around them. Maybe you have a goal race in March, one in September, and one in December. So you have 3 segments to your running training, 3 cycles. If you train properly with a good schedule that has you spending several weeks at the beginning of each training cycle building your base, and then you taper as you approach race day, you can't possibly maintain a consistent number of miles per week. That wouldn't work. Schedules aren't designed that way. Please take this into account. And that's why I think the best kind of streak is to commit to following your training schedule. Every day you do what your training schedule tells you to do, then your streak continues. So you're on a training schedule following streak. You should be building in recovery days. So on those days, your training streak is broken if you go out and run or do anything that prevents recovery, if you do anything other than what's on the schedule. This kind of streak demonstrates not just commitment and tenacity, but good judgment as well. It will lead to the best possible training. Even then, though, a streak could be a problem because, as I've said before, if you're supposed to run on any given day and you have an injury, or what may be turning into one, the best thing you can do, no matter what, is to rest it, no matter what your schedule says. It's that time of year for looking back, reflecting, and for looking ahead and planning. I hope this podcast will help you make the most of this traditional and valuable end-of-year process. You've probably been making New Year's resolutions for years. This year, try thinking more about the habits you could create, because they're probably even more important than the goals they'll help you achieve. That's it for today. If you were expecting this episode to be the 4th and last installment about your first marathon, I haven't forgotten, and I'll have it for you soon. As we approach the end of 2013, I know many of you will have friends and family members who are looking to reach new fitness goals during the next year. Maybe they want to run their first 5K. Please recommend that they listen to my new podcast, Beginner Runner Village, and join that program. Now, today's quote: I am who I am today because of the choices I made yesterday. That's from Eleanor Roosevelt.